From The Onion and Onion Public Radio, I'm Leslie Price, and this is America, goddammit. So if it's not too much to ask, maybe we could spend a few minutes, plus a couple of ad breaks, honoring our men and women in uniform with today's top stories. Secretary of Veterans Affairs Robert Wilkie is urging Congress for some additional resources for the VA today, citing his own difficulty to profit off of the underfunded department. Wilkie noted that he'd left a lucrative position in the private sector because he believed that working in the Veterans Affairs Department would allow him to rake in some cash for himself and his friends, and found it very concerning that our government is so okay with leaving the leaders of the Veterans Committee out in the cold. And after simply not being able to wait any longer, an impatient Raytheon took it upon itself today to declare war on North Korea. The U.S. defense contractor announced that fleets of Raytheon ships carrying private security forces were already speeding across the Pacific toward the Korean Peninsula and are prepared to wage war until victory is certain, no matter how long it takes or how much it costs. Raytheon allies at Booz Allen Hamilton and Halliburton have also declared their support and have announced they'll be sending weapons and ground troops to assist in Raytheon's invasion. All right, at ease, because we've got even more stories from the greatest country on earth right after this. What happens when the bravest among us, our men and women in uniform, are thrown into a nightmare situation? We expect them to rise to the occasion, but we never think about the toll it takes on those who make it out alive. OPR's Jenna Resnick has the story of one such man now caught in the crossfire of trying to piece his life back together.
It was terrible. Sorry, I still have a hard time talking about it.
That's Mitchell Dunlap, Private First Class, U.S. Army. Mitchell has seen active service in both Iraq and Afghanistan, but nothing could have prepared him for what he experienced in the public bathroom of his local hardware store, something that still haunts him to this day.
I was sitting there screaming in pain. It was hot, and my entire body was sweating. That smell doesn't go away. It was horrifying. I thought I would die in there.
We don't have to go on if it's too difficult for you.
No, it's fine. I've been working on opening up about it, not letting it have so much power over me. Everyone always talks about the physical pain, but it's the emotional pain that sticks with you. The feeling that you have absolutely no control over what's happening. I lost a part of myself in that toilet. Sorry. I just need a moment.
With Mitchell's permission, what you're about to hear is audio recorded on his phone during the bathroom incident. A warning that what you're about to hear may be disturbing for some listeners, as it does contain violence.
Oh, Lord, please help me get out of this and see my family one more time. But if I don't, I want my children to know that I... Oh, no. What's that? Oh, Mother of God, it's coming! Oh, fuck, my ears are ringing! Oh, I can't hear anything! Oh, my God! Oh, if my family is hearing this, I love you!
And it wasn't just hard for Mitchell. His whole family felt the brunt of his grunts, and his wife Donna was left just as scarred.
There were times when I didn't think he was coming back, but I'm just happy that my prayers were answered, and he was able to make it out of that dump alive.
Have you noticed any changes in Mitchell since he returned?
Sorry. He just hasn't been the same since he came back. Even the sound of a toilet flushing or stomach growling is enough to set him off. It's a daily struggle, usually at least twice in the morning and once in the afternoon.
But after realizing just how much a toll his experience in that stall was taking on his family, Mitchell decided it was time to take back control.
The sounds of those bombs dropping still echo in my head. And even though it can make me feel helpless, I'm doing what I can. I'm seeing a gastroenterologist to get my stomach right, been eating a lot of fiber. It's been good for me, but... What was that?
Nothing, Mitch. You just have some gas. Nothing to worry about.
Oh, my God, it's
just
happening
stay
again. Just stay calm. You want me to stay calm? I'm about to cover this whole place in shit. You want me to stay calm? There is no hope for me. All right, you get out of here. You go, save yourself. Oh, my God.
Don't
not
worry.
Again.
It will pass. Oh, just take a deep breath.
Okay. No, I'm sorry. I'm okay.
Mitch still has a long way to go in his recovery, but with the support of his family and a team of medical professionals, he hopes that one day his life and his bowels will return to normal. For OPR, I'm Jenna Resnick.
Absolutely disgusting, Jenna, thank you. As a civilian who hasn't defecated since before Operation Desert Storm, I can only imagine the hardships that brave man has endured. Back in a moment.
In 2007, TV network CBS dropped 40 kids in the middle of the New Mexico desert as part of a brand new reality show. These kids would have to build their own society from scratch. And if this sounds like Lord of the Flies to you, well, it was meant to.
We were on this mission together. We were going to prove to the world that we could make a better society than adults could.
I'm Josh Gwynn, and I want to know what this wild TV experiment was really about. Split Screen, Kid Nation, a 6-part podcast from CBC. Available now.
I hope you're 18 and can pass a physical because you just enlisted for more news. Here's what else you need to know today. On this Veterans Day, people around the country are taking a moment to honor our brave men and women in uniform, especially those serving in the continued fight against the Islamic State, which has recently devolved into members of the U.S. Army just chasing the single remaining ISIS soldier around the ruins of a Syrian village. The last ISIS militant has proven elusive, relying on a number of spin moves and jukes to escape efforts to capture him. I think I speak for everyone when I say, I hope you can catch that sneaky little trickster soon so you can all finally get home safe. And it's not just men standing in the way of the caliphate, as today we also honor the record number of women serving in active combat roles for the military. Female veterans and activist groups are again commending the U.S. military for doing their part in creating a gender-neutral killing field. There was once a time, not that long ago, when a woman was barred from the chance to accidentally gun down an innocent civilian or be ripped apart by insurgent rocket fire. But thankfully, we've progressed a long way since then and have finally made the battlefield a truly equal opportunity death zone. And finally, for those of you too scrawny to serve, Call of Duty, the popular first-person shooter video game, has unveiled some new features in their latest release, including a new career mode that allows players to join Raytheon's board of directors after they've completed their military service. I'm sure my stepson Derek will be excited to hear it. He loves video games and he's super impressionable. I'll have to pick it up for him for Christmas. And that's the topical for today. I'm Leslie Price. If you enjoyed today's episode, well, then you could have fooled me. Maybe try standing up for the whole episode next time. Show some respect if you like it so much. It wouldn't kill you to put your hand over your heart either. You can also like and subscribe to The Topical wherever you get your podcast. And you can even sign up to become a member of The Topical's Patreon, where for as little as $5 a month, you'll get access to all kinds of exclusive news content. And for just $10 a month, I will personally thank you by name or something similar live on air. Today's shout out goes to a member of our $25 tier, Nate Jackson, who asked that I relay a very important message to his girlfriend, Cassie Becker. Nate says, Cassie, I love you very much, and on the 11th minute of the 11th hour, on the 11th day of the 11th month, I would consider myself the luckiest man in the world if you would make my 11-11 wish come true and allow me to spend the rest of my life with you. Cassie, will you marry me? Wow. Well, that is just wonderful. What a special day for Nate and Cassie. Cassie, if you'd like to answer Nate's proposal, you too can sign up to become a member of our Patreon, where for just $10 a month, I'll be happy to let him know that you said yes, or let him down easy live on air. And if anyone else out there would also like to propose to Cassie, well, then you better sign up to become a member of our Patreon now, because it could be your last chance. And if that wasn't enough romance for you, then be sure to tune in to tomorrow's episode of The Topical for a story of loss and of love. We'll have the inspiring tale of one grieving war widow who found comforts in the wings of a drone that served with her late husband. You're going to want to bring tissues for this one, folks. All that and more tomorrow on The Topical.